You are listening to In Focus on WSIU. Earlier this week, the Illinois Treasurer's Office announced it had achieved $1 billion in investment earnings. It all comes in the 6 years that Michael Frerichs has been in office, and it's the first time in more than 20 years that the office has reached that milestone. I talked with him about the portfolio and the investments.
Well, the main job of the Illinois State Treasurer since 1818 has been investing state tax dollars. And making smart and sound investments may not be glamorous, but it's what we do every day. What it means is that's $1 billion that doesn't have to be raised in taxes, or $1 billion in cuts that don't have to be made to our schools, our universities, or our roads and bridges. The state of Illinois has over 700 different dedicated funds. We manage investments for all of those. And so money that was invested out of the road fund will stay in the road fund. Money that's marked for the general revenue fund, the interest will go into the general revenue fund. We're just very happy about our earnings because we can't solve all of the state's problems in the treasurer's office. We're not in charge of the budget. We're not in charge of writing checks, but we do what we can. And one of the big things we can do is to earn more money for the state.
Frerichs says part of that earning more money is reinvesting in Illinois businesses and Illinois projects.
When we earn money for the state, oftentimes we get a double win. So when we invest in Illinois-based companies, not only do we make money that the General Assembly can use for our schools, for our universities, but we also help businesses to grow and thrive here in the state, which hopefully means more employment in the state. Our Illinois Growth and Innovation Fund invests in Illinois-based venture capital and private equity, who then in turn help startup companies grow and employ more people. There's just a lot of success stories, but today we're focusing on the $1 billion we made for the state over the last few years.
The last time the state's investments reached the $1 billion mark was when Judy Bartopinko was in office. Frerichs says he's proud to get back to that level and says it points to a stability in the treasurer's office.
Yeah, we believe that consistency and a long-term approach is good investment strategy. I love this job. I've been given the opportunity to serve now for 6 years. I really like what I'm doing. But we make money not only for the state, but we, in that same period, we have helped families earn an additional $4 billion. That's $4 billion that won't have to be taken out in student debt. That's $4 billion that will be able to be pumped into the economy and not going to pay off student loans at some point in the future.
And Frerichs points out this is a very different economy than the last time Illinois reached its $1 billion milestone. Interest rates are dramatically lower.
Yeah, so we're in a very different interest rate environment. Typical federal funds rate in 1999 was 5.25%. That's compared to today's 0.09%. A typical bank savings account rate in 1999 was 2%. Today, it's 0.03%. So we have some extra money, but we've also gone to the General Assembly and worked to get authority to make different investments to earn more money. We've also worked with the governor's office and the comptroller's office to have a longer average weighted maturity, meaning basically if we can invest for a longer period of time, we can get a higher interest rate.
Frerichs says his office has had to work closely with the Illinois General Assembly as well to make changes where necessary for investment purposes.
Purchasing individual stocks in the state portfolio is not allowed, but that's why convincing lawmakers to enact bipartisan reforms to allow for modern investment strategies was key to the $1 billion in investment earnings since 2015. So these common sense changes now allow the Treasurer's Office to invest in secure public sector bonds, such as those issued by school districts to purchase land or buildings. These common sense changes include the new ability to invest in highly rated corporate bonds issued by such well-known titans as Caterpillar, John Deere, and Pfizer. These common sense changes also allow us to invest in well-informed pooled risk offered to industry leaders, and we think that's a solid investment strategy that helps Illinois residents and taxpayers.
Michael Frerichs is the treasurer for the state of Illinois. You can get more information on his office and investments at illinoistreasurer.gov. For In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.